We have some news. What are we looking at here?
Well, Radio Keokuk has been saved, as we all hoped would happen. With myself and Mike Greenwald here, we're partners now. We are now Keokuk Broadcasting, Inc., and we have a lot of really great new things that are going to be coming your way.
Is it all official? Is it all, like, do you have to still go to the FCC? Do you have to do the paperwork side of it? Mike, where are we at?
So it's very, very complicated, to say the least. It's as official as it can be right now. Legal documents are signed. Checks have been handed over. The actual closing of the sale is not set to happen until September, when the FCC is then set to transfer the license to us. So in that time, we're just kind of operating as is, and we're really excited to be in the building here and to be broadcasting on the air and to really bring a good product locally to the tri-state area.
We've been in automation here. When do we officially go out of automation? Do we more add in some local kind of what are we looking at here going forward?
We're still going to have some amount of automation, but the local presence is going to be much more than before. We're going to have Big Don back on in the morning. Susie G will be back on 1310 KOKX. You'll have myself still on in the afternoon on WCEZ. And we're now going to have, with Michael on the team now, we're going to be bringing 93 Now back every morning with him as our new host of that.
Also, not only are you going to be, you're going to be also, have you ever been on the radio before?
So many people don't know this, but my degree is actually in broadcast journalism. So way back in the day, I had this dream of working in radio. And then, you know, life just carried me down a different path until this opportunity arose. And to say that I'm excited to chase a dream would be an understatement at this point. So I'm looking forward to getting back into the mix of things with a microphone in front of my face and getting out in the community and trying to track down people and get some news stories and get some people to be in the booth and just have a good time on the air.
And that was actually going to be on my question, is how on earth does someone in your line of work end up being interested in this? But you have the background. You have that. I mean, it's that idea of the dream, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And it is. And it wasn't an easy decision. You know, I had an incredible job, and, you know, it was very difficult to come to the decision that I needed to move on in my life from that. But the way I explained it to everybody is that if I did not try to save the local radio stations, I'd second guess it for the rest of my life. And so ultimately, that was the motivation that made me take the plunge and jump in headfirst.
And that was going to be the other thing. So you are no longer going to be in your other line of work. This is your gig now.
Yes. You know, I've signed my name on the dotted line. I gotta make sure that this thing works out. So this will be getting 100% of my attention.
When it comes to the actual, I mean, you've got country music on, or the 1310, and is it considered classic? What are we considered on 93.9? And are we going to keep those? Or are we looking to maybe change those?
Actually, we have really exciting changes that we want to implement there. As of right now, we're going to keep KOKX country as it is. It seems to have a good feedback there and a good fit. Z93 is going to be slightly adjusted. Really, right now, the genre is technically called classic hits, and we kind of have everything ranging from the 50s to the 80s. But after a lot of feedback from the community, feedback from our advertisers, we're going to shift that somewhat to more of a classic rock. Basically, moving us from 70s to even the early 90s, we want to bring in some of that classic early 90s, really, because that's starting to become more of the classic music, and that's what everybody is really wanting to listen to right now. So there will be a shift there, and I think that that's really going to give the community what they've really been wanting.
What has this been like for you? I mean, from the start, you have been grinding and grinding on this. What is it like for you?
I've been a crazy person for the last 7 weeks, as anybody physically around me has discovered. And I just feel like I've been grasping and working my tail off, and I've got pretty stubborn about it, which it's paying off now. And at first, it didn't really feel real. I couldn't even really let myself start to celebrate or think about all the wonderful, great things that I wanted to do and the changes, because I felt like this is too good to be true, so I'm just going to focus on, you know, the legalities and what's going on. And I just kept waiting for this other shoe to drop, to somebody was going to be like, oh no, you can't really have your dream. But they didn't, and I really do now. And now it's really starting to get to the place where it feels really surreal still, but it's starting to really feel real of what I'm really going to get to do here.
What, and I'm going to ask this to both of you, but the idea of the local ownership, what does that mean?
That is the biggest part of this. And I really want to thank both me and Mike, really want to thank everybody who's been so supportive in the community over the last month. I really am just taken aback by how much support that we have got from everyone locally. A lot of business owners, a lot of people in the, for the city, Mayor Tom Richardson has been wonderful. Aaron Burnett's been very, very supportive, just doing everything they can locally to make this happen. And I think it's because that's what they want. They want to have this be a locally owned station. And like we were discussing this morning, it's been a long time since the actual owners of the station lived here, was a part of the community, and worked here every day. We're not going to be some entity that no one knows that lives hundreds of miles away. We're the owners, yes, but we're also the face of the station, and we're part of the team on a daily basis. And we really think that that's what Keokuk wants and needs.
Yeah, and some other things of thanks that we need to say. I also need to point out Lee County Economic Development Group. They were instrumental in helping us pull this off through the gathering of data and just building relationships when we went through the negotiation process. So, you know, Joe Style out there played an instrumental role, Dave Schwartz, Mike Clouser, and then especially Kathy Gable. She was in the trenches with us from the beginning until the last day when she was giving us hugs. And we couldn't have done this without their help. The local entity, that's what's going to make this work. You know, we are in the community for the community, and we're dependent on the community supporting us in that efforts. And I truly believe that by having Leah and myself be the owners and be out in the community and talking to these people, that the support will be there. In fact, coming up on June 14th, Thursday, a couple weeks from now, at the Hawkeye Restaurant, we're going to have a community meeting at 5 p.m., and so that's an open invitation to business owners, concerned citizens, whoever would like to come, hear our story, and find out how they can help support us in our endeavor here.
And then, Leah, this kind of could be on you, too, is kind of that rebuilding the advertising, rebuilding the programming, the logs. I mean, everything that goes into that. Is that something you've already kind of started, or now that you've got to this point, now you really get that going?
We've started on that somewhat. It's going to be a lot within the next week and probably the all weekend. I'm probably going to be here the entire weekend, but it's something that we have discussed the details with each other and some of the other employees here at the station. And really now it's just about implementing what we want to do and to make the, of course, all the changes are not going to happen overnight. So we do ask our listeners, be patient. Great things are coming, but we want to do it right. So we don't want to rush into something immediately and it only be half as good of what it really could be. So we're going to get things going as fast as we can, but we do want to make sure we do it right and make those changes over the next few weeks.